Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, we're taking a look at the state of K through 12 education in the U.S., from charter schools to education policy to teacher training. And as we start our series, we're going to hear now from a teacher. Johanna Hayes teaches history at John F. Kennedy High School in Waterbury, Connecticut, and she was named Teacher of the Year by the Council of Chief State School Officers. Johanna Hayes, congratulations and welcome. And what is it that you do that made you stand out as Teacher of the Year?
I've thought a lot about that because I've been asked that a lot. And I don't really believe it's so much what I do in my classroom, but really what happens between my school and the community. I really do a lot to engage the community, to involve families and local businesses and community organizations in the work that I do, to get my students out working and doing service projects in the communities where they live. And I think that really is the thing that separates me from other teachers. You know, there's so many people in my building who are tremendous educators, and I just approach it in a very different way. And I think that's what it is.
So give me an example of something that you do to bring your students into the community.
Well, I'm a part of a group called the Citywide Front Porch Cleanup, and we do two or three really large service projects throughout the year. We have painted all the benches in Hamilton Park. We have restored the bird sanctuary. At one point, we went into neighborhoods and painted front porches and planted flowers. My students do various charitable walks around the city. We just really get involved in any way that we can in the Waterbury community.
How did you learn what you know about being a teacher? Or how did you come up with that idea to take your students out into the community like that and have that be a significant part of their education?
Well, I'm from this area, so Waterbury is home to me. So I have a different level of investment. But I also grew up in what was considered not the best part of town. And I know that, you know, when you don't have a sense of pride of place, it really, you know, does something to your confidence and affects everything else that you do. So I really know that my students, some of them feel the same way when they travel for sporting events and go to other parts of the state. There's this impression of how Waterbury is and how the people from Waterbury are. And I just want them to find value in themselves and in the community they come from.
But did somebody teach you what you know about teaching in general, or did you just kind of pick it up as you did it?
Well, I think that comes from, you know, my own upbringing. I was very involved in my community. I relied on community centers staying open for after-school programs and, you know, just staying involved and connected. So I just always was around people who had those ideas, a lot of community organizers. I was involved in our community center. We had a drill team. We had an after-school program. We had summer programs. And that really was the way you spent most of your time. So I grew up depending on my whole community. So I just, it's a part of who I am. And I just think about everything in a sense that it's not just one person. It's a whole community coming together and doing their part.
And what do you do about that one person, that student who isn't into it, who may even want to drop out of school? Have you had to deal with that, and how have you dealt with that?
All the time. And generally what I do is I find something that they are into. You know, I have students who are really interested in sports or music or different activities, and I kind of go to their events and show them that I'm interested in the things they're doing and propose that maybe they should try something different or just give it a chance. And generally, once they come out with us one time or hear other people talking about some of the projects that we do, then they're hooked and they want to continue to do it. But I make it a point to show that I care about the things that they care about as well.
What are some of the challenges that you face as a teacher, especially in a city like Waterbury, which is among the poorest cities in Connecticut?
I guess just making students and their families believe that education is important and that there is value in the work that they're doing. And I think that I do that just by really using my own life as an example and letting them know, you know, we're similarly situated in so many different ways. We grew up in the same neighborhoods, in the same communities. And while this path may not be for everyone, college may not be for everyone, it's attainable. You know, if you work hard and you do the things that you have to do and rely on the people around you and, you know, utilize all your resources, these opportunities exist. And I think that's probably the hardest thing, is just making them believe it themselves. So generally when I meet my students, I believe in them more than they believe in themselves. And then over time, I have to convince them that, you know, they can do whatever they set their mind to.
We're speaking with Johanna Hayes, who is the Teacher of the Year and also a history teacher at John F. Kennedy High School in Waterbury, Connecticut. And Johanna Hayes, I want to ask you a few questions about some of the big issues that have come up in education, including pay, the pay of teachers. How important is pay to you?
I think it's very important. I mean, it's such a challenge because we talk about teachers and educators being treated as professionals and the fact that this is a profession. So it's very difficult to attract young people into teaching when they look at the level of investment, the amount of money they're going to have to pay in loans to get into teaching, and then the salaries that they'll have. The other side of that is many teachers do so many things that they never get paid for, that they never expect to get paid for. So when that question comes up, it's always a very fine line, because I know that if someone said to me, well, you're not going to get paid for doing this, if it's the right thing to do and if it's going to improve outcomes for kids, I'm going to do it whether I get paid or not. But as a professional and an educator, I feel like teachers deserve to be valued and respected in that way and paid for the work that they do.
What about the issue of testing that has come up? People, a lot of teachers worried that they are having to teach to state tests because that's the only way to do it under the regulations that exist today. Do you worry about that? And do you think there's too much testing, too little? Does it make sense to have the amount that there is?
That always comes up. And as an educator, I believe in testing. You know, it has to mean something. There has to be some level of proficiency that students meet when they attend school. However, I don't think that that's the only indicator of success. And even before the laws and the regulations started to change, I was committed to teaching the whole child. That's why I devote so much of my time to service learning and community projects, because I recognize that it's not all about testing. You know, I'm very excited about the new federal legislation because it includes some of those intangibles, the things that are not tested. It includes, you know, student engagement and community involvement and all those things that we hadn't really paid a lot of attention to in years past. So while I believe that testing is important and we need to know where students are and how to better change curriculums and provide services to meet them, I think it should never be used in a punitive way. It should be used to inform our decision-making, and it should not be overused and looked at as the only indicator of success.
You think teacher evaluation should be linked to student test scores?
No. Personally, I do not. I teach students at every level. You know, I have gifted students who are college-bound and know that coming in, and I have struggling students who receive special education services. And I look at students where they are when they come to me and try to move them along. And some of those students, even without me, will meet proficiency and do exceptionally well. Other students, I do everything I can and we move them along, but they still don't meet proficiency. I recognize that as a teacher, we have no control over the students who come to us and all of those factors. You know, I have students who have college-educated parents at home who review the material with them, who offer support, and they come in and can take any test and do exceedingly and abundantly, you know, even without me. And then I have other students where the only thing they know about school is what I tell them and what I teach them. So it really is unfair to say that I am the only indicator of their learning, and vice versa.
So if there's another teacher listening to this conversation right now, what would your one piece of advice be to them about how they can be more like the teacher of the year?
I think that we come into this profession thinking that so much of what we have to do depends on teaching students to master the content or, you know, remember a certain skill. And I think it's so much more than that. It's about the whole child and showing students that we care. And once they begin to see that and believe that, then academically they'll rise, you know, their confidence level will rise. So I think just not focusing all of your attention just on your content area, but just, you know, really taking the time to get to know your students, the whole child, the person, you know, and show them that you care about them, and they too will care about their performance in your class.
That's Johanna Hayes, who is the Teacher of the Year for 2016. She's a history teacher at John F. Kennedy High School in Waterbury, Connecticut. Johanna, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.